Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Guys, you're not going to believe this. I'm actually at Canton Middle School today with one of our fabulous art teachers in Haywood County. So it's not every day I go out. Usually people come to me, but I wanted to make sure we had Kara Faust on the air. She is an integral part of our Quick Draw fundraiser, that an organization that helps support our art teachers, and we're going to talk about that through the school's foundation. But Jeannie Wood, who is our director of our foundation, knew that Kara would be a great person and a contact to do this podcast. So I know you're in between classes right now, but good afternoon, Kara.
Hi.
So glad you're here. Okay, so Quick Draw, for those of you who don't know, this is an event that's been hosted for 18 years in Haywood County. It is generally at Laurel Ridge Country Club in non-COVID times. And basically, what happens is you buy tickets to attend, and artists, local artists, different artists are invited, and they have an hour to produce a work of art within that hour. And then what happens, Kara?
Well, and then we have student volunteers who go and help all the artists bring it into the bidding auction area. And then people come over, and all the artwork that they actually watched that was created is then bid on by the attendees. So it's really fun. There's live music, there's food offered, and the bidding is absolutely hilarious because every art teacher has to go around and actually hold up a painting. We play Vanna White while bringing it closer and further away from all the different viewers. But eventually, whoever has the highest bid gets to win the painting. And so
it's an original work of art.
It is, but also they got to see it being made, and I think that's really cool.
It is really neat.
You see it every day.
So it's artists actually working, like in a workshop type model,
yep.
And the attendees have a chance to leave with a piece of original art.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you a question on the spot.
Okay.
So what is one that sticks out in your mind, one of your favorite pieces you've seen created?
Well, one of the watercolor pieces, because watercolor is really hard to work with, especially because it starts to drip. So the lady who was doing it, I don't remember her name, sadly, I wish I did, but she was working on a large scale, and she had this table that she would tilt backwards so that it wouldn't drip downward, the paint, and then she'd like hair dryer it and get it all dry, and it was really, really cool to watch.
It's just a really great event.
Fun.
And the interesting thing is, through Quick Draw, our schools, we have had over $200,000 donated to our schools through grants and scholarships for art teachers and art students.
Well, the other thing is it supplies that our students use year after year in the classroom, and they're consumable. So we can buy a little bit of extra, a little bit of this, but we don't have that every year. So this money is what we need to purchase the crayons, the colored pencils, the clay, everything, even the paper that the kids are using to make their own artwork.
So what a great organization to come and help support your art teachers.
Yes.
So without these supplies, you would be very dependent on limited supplies.
We would be using copy paper and having pencils.
So tell some of the things you buy throughout this year.
So some of the things that I buy is, I do a ceramics class. So we get clay, we get glazes, we do watercolor in regular visual art, we do oil pastel, we do soft pastel, we do crayons, we do paper. I think every art teacher tries to use a variety of supplies, and this is what gives us the ability to do that with our students. So.
And Kara, I don't think she has an official title, but I think she's kind of the organizer of the art teachers in the county. And it's been a pleasure talking to her today, but just realizing the amount of work that goes into...
It's a lot of work. And this year, because the everything is virtual, the Quick Draw is virtual, the Haywood County Schools art show is virtual, we have to take pictures of all the kids' artwork that we're putting in it. We have to do videos for the Quick Draw website, as well as send in videos for the viewers and the people donating to see, you know, what we're actually creating with the funds that we're getting, which is wonderful.
So what Kara's saying is that this is going to be a virtual event this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Quick Draw, so you're thinking, how are these artists going to do this? And so it's going to look very, very different. And we're going to direct you to a website where you can get more information. But between the days of June 1st and June 30th, there will be an online auction where people can bid on these original works of art to help support our art teachers and our art students in Haywood County. And so that website is quickdrawofwnc.com, And that, again, is quickdrawofofwnc.com. And so within that, Kara, what she's speaking to is she is responsible for helping coordinate videos that will be placed on that website. Yeah,
from both the art teachers and the artists, because there's going to be a variety of artists, from jewelry makers to painters to potters. So even if you're looking at something small, you might want to go on there and see if you can find a nice birthday gift or Christmas present for someone.
That's going to be, so between June 1st and June 30th, I'm doing that.
They had these beautiful silver earrings last year that were dangly, and they were maybe $30. So really reasonable, but supporting the local community as well, and the art teachers of Haven County and our students.
I love that. Okay, so thank you very much, Kara, and I appreciate everything you do. And also, you can contact Jenny Wood, our Haywood County Schools Foundation Director, and her number is 456-2400, and you can contact her if you have any other questions. And then I'm going to ask her one last question, because I don't always have teachers. What's your favorite thing about teaching students at Canton Middle School?
I think seeing their work actually progress from like this little sketch that they're not certain of to getting onto good paper, and then just them being really proud of the finished result and seeing themselves grow.
We appreciate all you do and all you art teachers and our students out there in our community that's interested in art. Thank you for the support that you continue to provide to Haywood County Schools. Quick Draw may look different, but it's going on, and that's what's important. Thank you again, Haywood County, and thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Have a great day.